It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Your success starts at Governor State University. Learn more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Thursday, November 12th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Hi, welcome to At Home, your holiday headquarters tree for me tree lot.
I love Yuletide caroling.
Well then, this classic tree
is the tree for me.
Perfect. Classic ornaments right over there.
My wife wants me to avoid Christmas tree lights.
Then you should check out our pre-lit tech trees.
I love yoga.
Have you seen our upside down tree? We have more than 100 artificial trees at everyday low prices. Find your tree for me and all your holiday decorations while supplies last. Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area At Home home decor superstores.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls gave up 130 points to Charlotte in last night's loss to the Hornets, and Derrick Rose shot in the single digits for the third straight game. So what does D. Rose need to do to get back on track?
I'm not worried about my offense. It's all about conditioning, running, getting my body in shape, getting used to moving around, all the other stuff like offensive looks and all that. That's going to come.
Bulls take on Oklahoma City tomorrow night at the United Center. To baseball, where the White Sox declined the 2016 option on shortstop Alexei Ramirez's contract, opting instead to buy him out for $1 million, making Ramirez a free agent. It's still possible the Sox could re-sign him for a lower price. Sox also purchased the contract of left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips from AAA Charlotte. To the ice, where Marian Hossa will not play against the Blues tonight at the United Center. He's still out with a lower body injury. Coach Joe Quenneville says Hossa may not travel to New Jersey with the team for Friday's game against the Devils either. Corey Crawford gets a start in goal tonight. Puck drops at 7 at the United Center. Elsewhere in the league, the Blues' Ryan Reeves was fined more than $3,000 for a hit on LA's Anze Kopitar last night. That's the maximum fine allowed under the terms of the CBA. And top draft pick Connor McDavid won't be playing for Edmonton again anytime soon. He underwent surgery today to repair a broken clavicle after an awkward fall into the boards last night. The team expects him to be out for months. Bruins lose Chris Kelly for 6 to 8 months with a broken leg. Bears get the day off today before returning to practice tomorrow to get ready for Monday night's matchup with San Diego. Johnny Manziel gets the start tomorrow night when Cleveland takes on unbeaten Cincinnati. And Tony Romo reportedly threw for the first time in practice since breaking his collarbone in late September. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sean O'Neill, your local discount double check State Farm agent. And join 670 The Score and Dennis Gambino at the T-Mobile store in Mount Prospect Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Hang out with Dennis, win score swag, and check out what T-Mobile has to offer. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Touchdown for the Bears.
James Big Cat Williams.
Strong offensive line, Big Cat Williams.
12-year NFL veteran.
James Williams.
You talk about a guy.
6'7".
I mean, how would you go around that thing?
Pro bowler for your Chicago Bears.
Watch the big guy's arm come up right there and block it.
670 The Score football analyst.
I pulled up to the old Howard Hall, got out of a limo. Dave McGinnis turned to Ditka and said, "Damn, that's the biggest cat I've ever seen in my life."
James Big Cat Williams.
Who else? Big Cat Williams.
With Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 204 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we get a chance to talk some football.
He's on Twitter at JBigCatWilliams, and he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. So we've reached that part of the season, Big Cat, where the players are not necessarily literally shrugging their shoulders, but they're giving us the, well, we're 2-5, and everybody sees the fact that we're 2-5. And they're saying, you know, it's just this play, just that play. We're close, we're close, we're close. I ask you this. Are they close, or are they just good enough to lose like this?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that in an NFL facility, in an NFL locker room, you're always close. You know, because you sit down and you dissect film to the, you know, tiniest of the little minuscules, and you figure out the little things that, you know, one person did wrong here or one person did wrong there. And it's always, if you can fix this one thing, we'll be all right. If you can fix this one thing on this one play, it'll be all right. And then the next week comes around, and it's something different. You know, that's where they are right now. That's the team they are right now. Yeah, I agree. They're good enough to stay in games, but not good enough to win games yet. I think that'll come with personnel, different personnel moves.
You know what's funny about it is that were you impressed with the Vikings at all?
No. I thought Bridgewater came in and stunk the joint. I mean, not Bridgewater.
I did too.
Just came in and stunk the joint up. I mean, you look at the game they played the week before, and the offense is able to move up and down the field, you know, precise passes, and you come into Soldier Field and you just look a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Adrian Peterson, I feel as though it would have been a lot different game if Minnesota would have stuck to the middle running game. You know, it seemed like they'd run the ball first down, get 6-7 yards, and then back to shotgun. So I think that played in the Bears' favor. But I think if they'd have just settled down, hunkered down, two tight ends, Peterson left, Peterson right, it would have been a lot different game.
It seems to be what John Fox wants to do is to just give his team a puncher's chance. And that's why these games end up the way they end up, is because they're forced to play close to the vest because they don't have the talent to compete. So it's almost like they've chosen their way of losing, that they can make it so it comes down to this drive or that play, but then when it matters most, the pressure is on guys that just aren't good enough. So a lot of this is self-inflicted, and you get this self-fulfilling idea of course, it's this play or that play, because that's the way they've chosen, that's the chosen strategy, is to have it perhaps come down to those situations in which they can't end up delivering.
Well, I don't think they've chosen a way they want to lose. I think when they first came in, you know, everyone knew what type of team they were going to turn into, you know, and everyone celebrated that. You know, now you're seeing the team that wants to be able to run the ball, that wants to be able to play good defense, that wants to be able to run play action and roll Cutler out, but you just don't have the personnel to do it. You know, better personnel, and this entire thing looks a lot different. You know, now you're talking about being able to put points on the board in the red zone, you know, being able to stop people in the red zone. But once you get some more personnel with the type of offense and defense that they're running, it'll look a lot better.
I'm glad you brought up
more like what you know, everyone expects it to be like.
All right, let's talk red zone offense a little bit, because there's been way too many threes and not enough sixes and sevens or eights that come out of there. And it's another recipe for losing a lot of games. Now, when coaches talk about the different kind of ball that's played as you get close to the end zone, one thing they always discuss is the compression of the field, the compression of the defense, the ability to use the back of the end zone as a defender, because those safeties are able to break on balls closer. Teams are using picks and teams are using all kinds of things to try to get guys free. But if you had to a short list of what the better teams do to achieve red zone success against those very defenses, what matters most?
I think having the probability of run, whether it be with your quarterback or with your running back, is always good, because it gives the defense something to think about. You know, unless you've got a Tom Brady back there that you trust with every throw, you know, you want to limit his options. You know, so you don't want to really have the five guys all out in a route. You want to leave some people in to protect. You want to give the sense that you have the ability to run the ball down in that area. And, you know, if you have a quarterback that you trust, then you can run all these routes. You know, you can run the slant routes in the end zone, and, you know, you have the confidence in that person to be able to make those throws. I think that's what the problem is with the Bears right now. I'm not sure if they have the confidence in Jay. I think they're getting more confidence in him, but I think early in the season they didn't have the confidence in him to make all the throws. So you lost, you know, a lot of different types of throws that you would have to Bennett. You know, you didn't have Alshon in the game.
Right.
You know, for most beginning of the season. So, you know, that throw to the corner of the end zone, that throw to the pylon that only one guy can catch, you know, or it's out of bounds. You know, you were lacking that. So I think as all these things come together, it'll look better, but we just haven't seen it yet.
All right, speaking of personnel in general, we were discussing this the other day about offensive line play. And how difficult it would appear at a lot of places. Not that sacks are like crazy or anything, but just that, you know, watching it, if you watch a lot of games, you watch Denver play and all this stuff, how difficult it is for guys in your old position to block people. It is very difficult these days, seemingly, for a lot of teams to keep somebody off the top of their quarterback. I mean, it's just, and it's not that they're all bad or anything, it's just that these guys are so damn good.
You know what? Olin and I sat down the other day, and he was, you know, telling me something that he noticed. Offensive linemen are almost like robots now. You know, they're all doing the same thing. Kick step, kick step, kick step. Kick step, kick step, kick step.
Right.
You know, time after time after time. And as a defensive player, if that's all I see, it's not that hard to beat. Now, you know what I mean? It's easy to figure out.
Well, just so people know, when you're referring to kick step, you're talking almost like basketball defense. The idea of being able to move left or right to stay in front of a guy. What else would you like to see guys do? Short sets and get into a body faster and maybe disrupt timing that way?
Well, definitely. I mean, and some of this has to do with play call also. You can't put it all on the players. I mean, when you're going pistol, when you're going shotgun, you know, 70, 80% of the time, you know, you almost have to kick step. But, you know, as a play caller, I want my offensive line to be able to attack the defense at times, even if it's pass. You know, when we played, we had plays, we'd call it kick 200 and 300. And all it was a full all-out, you know, cut anybody in front of you, make it look like a run, and the quarterback has 2 seconds to throw the ball. You don't get it out of your hands, that's on you. You know, but it's an opportunity for the offensive line, the tight ends, you know, to attack people even on pass plays. And you just don't see a lot of that anymore. You don't see a lot of that just sellout play action. You know, just fingertips in the ground, turn white, and everybody's blowing off the ball 2 yards, and, you know, it looks totally like one.
Are you saying your fingertips turn white, or you would actually turn white?
Yeah, that's not happening.
I would advise against that. Strongly. It's true. That I don't know where it was. What was I reading? A discussion of safety play and the way safeties train their eyes to look for what they call high hat, where they look for a lineman coming out of a stance to indicate pass. And if you're able to stay low and not have that helmet pop up, that safety isn't going to be able to read passes quickly.
Yeah, it makes it difficult on the defense. That's what they talk about all the time. You hear the TV broadcasters talking about, you know, the play action suck the linebackers up into the line of scrimmage. Well, mm-hmm. That's what it is. They're reading the offensive line, or they're reading that fullback, you know, coming towards the line of scrimmage. Not so much looking at the exchange between the quarterback and the running back, but looking to see how, I mean, the first line of defense, the first line of offense is the line. So if their hats are down and they're firing off the ball and they're double teaming, that looks like full all-out run to linebackers. So now you've got linebackers that have stepped 2, 3, 4 yards up towards the line of scrimmage, and now all that area behind them is wide open for the quarterback to pick apart.
We talk about, you know, how things have changed, and it always appears that somebody's on top of your quarterback. The Bears, actually, and I don't know if they're any good. I don't know if they're really coming together. I'd ask you that question. Are they, you know, I know that Kyle Long had a little bit of a tough day and so forth the other day, but Cutler has survived this. He's not, I don't think he's getting hit as much as he used to. Is the Bears offensive line even kind of patchwork doing okay?
You know what? I think for all the moving around that everyone's doing, as far as, you know, your center goes out, your left guard has to go to center, mm-hmm. your right guard goes to left guard. For all the changes that they have gone through, I think they've done a pretty good job. You know, they have to shore up them some things. The things they have to shore up will come with time. You know, if they can find a lineup that they like, a lineup that, you know, gives them that ability to run the ball in any situation and also, you know, be able to pass block, then, you know, you found something good and you're going to stick with it and give those guys time to gel together. And then the thing you have to worry about is, can they stay healthy? You know, they've had so many injuries along the offensive line that, you know, shuffling guys in and out, I could see it happening for the rest of the season. You might not, this season, they might not come up with a five-man line that they just love. Mm-hmm. It just might not happen.
What are you looking for in Jeremy Langford now that the Bears are going to get a nice advanced look at a guy to see whether or not he merits a shot at the starting tailback spot for next year and beyond? How are you scouting him?
Well, the first thing as an offensive lineman you think about is, you know, can this guy pick up blitzes? You know, are we going to have situations, you know, where two guys are up on the end of the line of scrimmage, I'm designed to take the inside guy because he puts the most pressure on the quarterback, and, you know, the running back has to get the outer guy. If he confuses that, now we've got a guy running free. Now that's when you see a running back that steps up into the hole and is trying to jump back out to cut somebody and mm-hmm. not getting it done. Those are the things that you don't want to see. You know, you want to see him be able to step up into the line of scrimmage, block a linebacker, cut a defensive end if he has to. Or, you know, if it's a long pass play, he'll have to block him up high and keep him off the quarterback. So there are a lot of things, and most of them are going to come from the passing game. Those are going to be the, you know, things that I want to see him do well at. You know the kid can run the ball
right
from his college career, so you just hope that, you know, the line is able to make holes for him so that he can get to the second level, use his talents, and, you know, catch the ball when it's thrown to him.
Yeah, catch the ball is a nice thing. I was thinking that the other day when that ball fell. Yeah,
must too.
Yeah, is it, you know, I hear guys talking about, is that difficult? I mean, he's not the biggest guy in the world, doesn't appear to be. I mean, I don't know exactly what it is, but all these things you're talking about, that's just experience, though, isn't it? I mean, and willingness, right? You know you have to block that guy. You may not want to block that guy, but you have to.
Yeah, but you figure you've got a young kid that's lining up in the backfield, and things are going to be moving 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
Jay goes from a run to a pass all of a sudden, and let's say it's a five-step drop, and they're lined up in a blitz formation. You have to know, you have to watch for the point, you have to figure out who the mic is, you have to figure out who your responsibility is. If he walks up in the line, does your responsibility change? Because if he walks up in the line, it might be a chance that the offensive line will pick him up.
Right.
And then, you know, you have to know that you have to go get the offensive lineman's man. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, in a short period of time that, you know, he has to comprehend. So if he can't do that in a short period of time, it'll expose itself.
What running backs that you were around, is there anybody that comes to mind as an example of somebody who got good at that over time?
You know what? Raymond Harris.
Our guy.
Raymond Harris. Huh?
That's our guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quiet Storm. He was a guy that, you know, came in, Ohio State kid, was used to running the ball. They wanted him to play fullback, you know, when he first got here. That was what he played. And, you know, I think that was definitely something out of his realm, something that, you know, he hadn't done and really didn't want to do, but he learned how to do it. And once he learned how to do it, the transformation in him was really good because he went from playing fullback to playing tailback. So all the experience that he got at playing fullback of learning how to block from scratch, you know, it was like teaching somebody all over again. So, you know, they taught him how to do it from scratch. And by the time he became the starter at tailback, he was ready to go.
Okay, like I say, I watch a lot of guys around the league, and some of them are real good at it. Some of them are just like, whoops, wait, I missed him. I mean, I think that's part of the problem. But I hope the kid's a willing learner, James. I really do. I hope he wants to learn because, you know, this is sort of what it is right now. I don't think you're going to re-sign Forte. This kid has got to do this. I mean, this is not like I can give him some learning process, but you got to pick this up.
Yeah, but you know what? He's given a great opportunity now.
He is.
You know, and if you don't take care of this, if you don't take full advantage of this opportunity, that is totally on you. You know, nobody can screw this up for you but you. You know, and hopefully that's something that he realizes and doesn't take it lightheartedly.
Thank you, Cat. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Talk to you, my friend.
James Big Cat Williams, one of our weekly football guests. Another one is Hub Arkish, who will be here at 5 to take your phone calls on the Bears and the NFL. A lot more until then and after then, frankly. Boris and Bernstein, you have the score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
The bowl season took a little bit of a turn last night, as in your stomach turn. A vomitous performance. I tell you, I've never seen Fred Hoiberg so mad.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Here in the jungle, it is known as Gravity Wednesday, but today in college football, it's known as Gas Bag Wednesday because the Playoff Selection Committee just dropped its annual bag of catnip for blowhard radio hosts and diehard radio callers. The first rankings list is the committee telling the fan bases of all but four teams in America that their team just isn't good enough, and now everybody's bent. Easy. Relax. Look, you don't like that your team didn't debut in the top four? Don't forget, Ohio State didn't even debut in the top 15 last year, and then they finished at number one. I know the first round of rankings drops a stick of dynamite onto Twitter, but they do not signal the end of days in early November. Listen, I can't promise that if you take care of business, the rest will take care of itself, but I can promise that I really don't care what the committee did in the very first poll of the season. I'm Jim Rome.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Do
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh, my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays. Only CBS.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Made a decision to go with Blaine Gabbert this week, and it was a tough decision with
You know, all those decisions are tough, but I feel that's the direction we need to go. So that's where we are there. Questions?
And what led to that decision, Jim?
Me, watching, feeling where I'm at. I decided that's now is the time.
There's no good time for that, dude.
Watching, feeling.
Do you not have TV?
Watching and feeling.
What kind of feeling, by the way, would you get that you need Blaine Gabbert?
I don't know why, but this is really unfortunate. But I'm just picturing him as Madonna in Justify Your Love. Watching, feeling, waiting for you. To justify awful, Blaine awful. Gabbert starting at quarterback.
Awful. Look, I
watching,
know.
Feeling.
I know Kaepernick is bad, but.
Drinking.
Yeah, you can't have that feeling. You can have the feeling that you don't like your starter.
Right.
That's perfectly allowed, but if you. A feeling. No.
Watching
no,
and feeling.
No, Jim.
Texting. I don't know.
Jim. No, Jim. Jim. No, come to your senses quickly.
He's got no choice. The poor guy. He's kind of like Job at this point. It's just everything just happens to Jim Tomsula.
If you see the video, he looks so broken up about it. Like you could tell he really likes Colin Kaepernick. He took the glasses off, like as he's making the announcement, like he hates to do it, but he's got to do it. If you just watch him, it breaks your heart.
I haven't seen many times over Jim. The years, Chris, where the teammates seem to dictate this. I've seen very few instances where the hue and cry became so loud that the coach had to act. There was actual players who didn't want him on the field anymore.
Well, there's no other position in sports that would garner that, you know?
It really is. I mean, I know other guys don't like somebody. That's just part of being whatever sport it's in. There's going to be guys you probably don't like very much. But this...
If your team quits on your quarterback...
Yeah,
what can a coach do? Can a coach just say, then if you're tying yourself to a quarterback that everybody hates, but maybe for Jim, you're going to go down anyway.
Yeah,
you might as well go down with some backbone and principle here. And ultimately, isn't that really the issue? That he can't stand in front of the team and say, my team, my job to determine what gives us the best opportunity to win, and everybody else fall in line because I'm the damn coach. It just shows you how weak of a leader he is and how little control he has when he's just not in a position to do what even he...
No, the team made the change. The team made the change.
Right.
Players made the change.
He's just nominally in charge.
Yeah. That's right.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears have the day off today before preparing to take on San Diego on Monday night. But people are still asking Antrell Roll about that missed pick at the end of Sunday's game against the Vikings. Roll talked to Spiegel and Goff about the play today.
I didn't see, the receiver coming from the outside in because I was tracking the ball like I'm supposed to.
You had promised us that pick. I thought you was going to get it right there.
Trust me, I thought I was getting it, too. I thought it was a no-brainer.
You can hear more with Antrell Roll at SpiegelandGoff.com. The NFL and Bud Light have agreed to a 6-year extension of the company's sponsorship of the league, which will partner the two powerhouses until 2022. That deal believed to be worth around $250 million a year. Meanwhile, Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is auditing its team's marketing contracts with the Department of Defense and has offered that teams will return money if it finds that patriotic tributes were specifically paid for by the Department of Defense. To baseball, where the White Sox declined the 2016 option on shortstop Alexei Ramirez's contract, opting instead for the $1 million buyout. That makes Ramirez a free agent. Sox also purchased the contract of left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips from AAA Charlotte. Elsewhere around MLB, Kirk Gibson gets an interview with the Dodgers for their open managerial position. Zach Greinke among those players who have opted out of their contracts in favor of free agency. To the ice, Blues are in town tonight to take on the Blackhawks. Marian Hossa not only out for tonight, but he's questionable to travel to New Jersey with the team for Friday's game. Hawks say they don't expect Hossa to miss much, if any, time beyond that. Corey Crawford gets a start tonight in goal. Puck drops at 7 at the United Center. And WNBA President Laurel Richie announced she's leaving the league as of November 9th. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. Tune in to Mully and Hanley Friday to win a glove signed by Timothy Bradley Jr. and Brandon Rios. November 7th, HBO's World Championship Boxing returns with Bradley versus Rios. After live boxing, don't miss 24/7 Cotto Canelo. See it Saturday, November 7th at 8:30 on HBO. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And sadly, I don't think you know our discussion of coaches before Boers and Bernstein. We're talking about all the openings, the NFL and the colleges, and there's going to be more, and all the turmoil it's creating. I don't think Jim's going to be on anybody's list, sadly.
I know. Of course not. Somebody,
but I don't think Jim will be
a highly short-termer individual. This is it for Jim. This is his one bite at the apple.
Yeah.
Or whatever he's biting at. It might not be an apple. It might be a hoagie. I don't know what it is, but he's...
No, he's
That's
just,
why I'm just trying to enjoy it while I can.
I wish he could too, but you can't with this. You know what I mean? It's okay if you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think anybody expected much of them with all the players they lost, but this is like, oh God, Jim. I mean, your players are benching your quarterback. Rightfully so. Somebody should have, but it's such a torturous journey. It's not just it's torture. The whole thing.
You knew it as soon as he was the handpicked guy, and for that first press conference, we knew it.
Yeah.
For the moment he opened his mouth, I don't know. Well, Scott in Davenport is trying to crunch some numbers. Because I asked the question, with all these coaching openings, what the total number of how many phones are ringing right now in back-channel conversations about anything and everything? So he says there's 120 D1 colleges. There's 32 NFL teams. It's 152 teams with 152 head coaches and offensive and defensive coordinators. So, you know, a number of those 152 aren't going anywhere, like Belichick and Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. Of that pool of 456 candidates, add the retreads, so maybe 30, and knock out around 100 who aren't going anywhere. That gives you about 375 active, viable candidates. It includes bad teams, so the realistic pool is 150 coaches, and that includes coordinators. Take them out, we're looking at maybe 30 or 40 viable candidates. There's already 10 openings. So it means a lot of people are going to get opportunities they don't deserve and will prove it very soon.
Sort of like
Mark Trestman. Oh, I have no doubt. I'm not saying any of these are going to be good hires. I'm just thinking that we've got a lot of just a big number, a whole number of coaches in some permutation or another based on a domino falling. Like, hey, if I get this job, you're going to be my head. If I get this job, you're going to be willing to be my head. And guys saying, yeah, well, maybe, but keep me in mind or you call me. And then the phone rings and it's another coach saying I'm going after this, I'm going after that.
The percentage of phone ringing, it's because of that. Because you got to look. Also, everybody knows if you have your eye on somebody, you got to move.
That's right.
You can't sit around and wait. You're moving right damn now. Whether you're college, pro, whatever you're doing, you're moving.
So your provisional staff has got to be agreed on.
Yeah.
When you go in for that interview, they're going to ask even the secret fake interview that isn't really your interview. When they're actually trying to figure out who they want to interview and get all the due diligence they can, they're going to say, hey, you know, what if would it be possible? We're just talking here. We're not talking. Would it be, you think you might have so and so and so and so come with you? Yeah, you got to have an answer to that.
Right.
You know, you want to mislead.
Yeah, I think it's and that's why when you say that the pack is probably thin. I think it is. I mean, there are probably, if I sat down and thought about it, some guys that I would probably hire that I think deserve to be a head coach somewhere, at least give it a run. But the guy right here is the guy, as we mentioned before, that would be damn near the top of my list. I don't know if there'd be anybody in front of him, but I'd have to think about it. But that's why. I mean, if you want somebody like him, who's already had a job, unfortunately pulled the rug out from under him when he didn't want to play ball with him. I mean, you got to move now. You can't wait. Okay, season's over. Let's go now. No, you don't.
Jake and Worth, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I want to think outside the box here a little bit. What do you guys think of firing John Fox at the end of this year and hiring Adam Gase to be the coach? Do you think that would because, I mean, he needs – you need to get a little bit younger. John Fox is not going to be here for the long term, whereas Adam Gase could be. What do you guys think of that?
You know, it's funny you ask, because I don't mind a little bit of outside the box thinking. It's impossible. It's absolutely never going to happen, and it's not really worth practical consideration. But if you asked me in my heart of hearts if I think that Gase might end up being a better coach than Fox, I think it's possible.
Yes, I do too.
And I've learned to really not like Fox.
Yeah,
that's so. I'm not really I'm not a neutral response at the moment. I'm kind of sour on his whole thing.
Yeah, I think there. Yeah, outside the box, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that in this case, no. But would it make sense actually? The guy that you look at long term, what you know, and what you've observed. I've already had enough of this guy. I've already had enough. 7 games is enough. I mean, I and again, it's not that he's not a good coach. I'm not saying that. But I think that Gase has a chance to be a really good coach. I mean, and do something that needs to be done in this league, and that's put together a hell of an offense. Put together something that runs smoothly, and, I mean, teams struggle for this. A lot of teams have. A lot of teams will continue to do so. They can't quite figure it out. This guy will figure it out. I mean, he may not be able to get the right personnel, but in terms of figuring out, putting together something that you look at and say, hey, I like what he does. I mean, I don't know if a football person can look at anything Gase has done over the years and say, I don't like what he's doing.
Tim is next on the score. Hi, Tim.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
I was in San Francisco last week on business listening to the sports yakker there. I don't know what station it is, but I think Ray Ratto's on in the afternoon.
Like KNBR?
Maybe.
Ray Ratto.
The midday host before Ratto, they were talking about what the 49ers had in Jim Tomsulo. And he said, and I quote, I think they have a guy who could be the next Mike Tomlin.
What?
Yeah,
it's
true.
No,
that's what his partner said. His partner said, "What?" Yes, he's what? Magnanimous, and he has personality in front of the team, and all of these things, and they'll run through a wall for him. He could be the next Mike Tomlin. Mm-mm. And the co-host said, "You realize Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl, right?"
He's more likely to be the next Lily Tomlin. I mean, that's not even.
That's a hometown favorable outlook there, my friend. Thank
wow.
you for that. I didn't expect that sentence to come from anybody.
That's the old in town stupid, is what that is.
Oh man! Look, I'm sure they like the guy. I'm sure they probably do.
Everybody likes
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably do, so maybe that leads to it. But no, I don't think he's, no.
Wait, no, he'll be driving around looking for lights yeah. and driving around looking for work. That's the other thing. First, on the checklist of things to find while driving around with his kids, one, lights, two, work.
Jim, thank you, Jim.
You're going to need a job.
Thanks for serving.
Yes. Oh, yeah, boy. He's just an all-timer.
Yeah, he really is, and I don't, I mean, there have been others over history, Rich Kotite, and there have been others who are just dumb as hell and it didn't work, but does Jed York, since his whole brainchild, does he leave him on the staff then, even if he lowers him, or does he just wax him and get out of here?
That's a great question. Can you just put him sort of back where he wasn't doing
back
any...
where he was comfortable, back where you yep. didn't know who he was, back where...
Not
doing any damage, and you liked him, and you put him out there. You're the one who did it.
That would be a shame if it ends up really just cashiering his entire coaching existence
yes.
just because he's bad here.
Yeah,
he'll find a job somewhere. I mean, somebody will hire him to be a positional coach, right? Wait, you're waffling on that now? That's Boers on nice Bernstein. Close. We have, it's funny, we haven't taken a phone call yet from anybody that had a thought about that Bulls quote unquote effort last night.
Well.
Is that, you know, I covered some Tim Floyd games, too many, in fact. And that's what that reminded me of.
Three would have been too many.
Here's the difference. Those Tim Floyd teams just had no talent.
No, they did not.
The Bulls have a ton of talent, and they laid that egg.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't like. That's a no good.
That's a no good stuff.
Because that Charlotte team blows.
They're not a playoff team.
No.
No, they're not.
They made it last year, right? They had a losing record, but I think didn't they sneak in last year?
No, I don't think so. I think they fell off the map. I think they fell off the basketball map last year.
Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
I'm ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown. I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. 5-0.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chi McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you see the look on Fred Hoiberg's face. He's not pleased with the way his team has come out to start this third quarter.
Well, you look between the numbers. I mean, this is a Charlotte Hornets team who ranks 25th in the NBA coming into this game in scoring. They're 27th in field goal percentage. At the half, they had 69 points. And they shot 58% from the field. So you can say, oh, well, they're having a great game. They're not missing a lot of shots. But then the Bulls have to look and say, hey, we're not defending anybody either.
Yeah, I think that's fair. The Hornets have been going the wrong way in the NBA. And not last night, they had won a game. And they rung up some big points on the Bulls. Boys and Brinson, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to score. And Fred did have that look. I don't know what that look is, but he had that look that...
Yeah, it's different. No, this is one of those tests where, as a college coach, the response might be different.
Yep.
As a college coach, maybe when that bus pulls up, you get them out, you turn the lights on in the gym, and you practice a little bit. You know, you can talk to them a little differently, but you can't tell 30-year-old men, 35-year-old men the same things. So it's.
I think it's fortunate for them. I believe this, and I could be wrong, because I'm nothing if not basketball stupid. I could be wrong, but I believe when you set it up against the Thunder, you'll be ready to play. They'll be ready to play. They'll want to play.
If they lose to the Thunder, it won't be because of lack of effort.
Right. The Thunder could just beat them. They're pretty good. But they won't be because, oh my, look at this. What are you doing? It won't be one of those nights. Won't be. What are you doing? And why is Jeremy Lin doing that? Why is he doing that to you?
Yeah, it's one thing you don't really like to see in a basketball team that you think is a contender this early in a season. That I get it at the end of February or at the end of a long road trip.
Yeah, at certain parts of the season, sure.
And we always talk about the body clocks and going out west and what happens there sometimes if you're just not ready to play. But that,
yeah, weird things happen can happen. Well, the Bulls have not been bad on West Coast trips. They've not been bad, right. But I mean, at least this version of the Bulls.
But Charlotte's an easy trip.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's an easy trip. Team.
That's what you heard last night. That was Thibs watching his guys, those old guys. He knew that it was soon the cat's away, the mice will play, and
poorly.
But they have somebody. They're just not somebody. Not grinding on him, screaming at him to defend every pick and roll. They didn't even try to guard pick and roll. I mean, fake it.
Yeah.
Blitz one of them. Something.
And, you know, they've been talking about, you know, the early part, the conversation about the Bulls is they've been winning with their defense. The old habits die hard. You may say, we're running into offense, we're more free, we feel better, we do all this stuff. But the fact is, they've been talking about how reliant they still are on defense. Well, if that's the case, where were you? I mean, but that's what they've talked about. Well, you know, we still know we got to win with defense, and they've done a decent job of proving that, yeah, they still remember how to play defense. They know how to do it. And that's what they've been talking about. And then you come to last night. So, I mean, there's no explanation. Those are a good one. But I don't think if whatever happens with the Thunder, whether you beat them or they beat you or whatever, it won't be because, you know what, we're going to do one of those games again. The Thunder will absolutely light you up if you want to do that. And they know it. They know it. They'll come after the Thunder. It, to me, as a player, isn't that what you want to do?
God, Aaron Brooks just is. He's become.
Yeah, well, I can't
do offensive. He's become icky bad. Like, you know,
I can't make him better.
Do something about him, damn it.
I told you, did the last season, I want him to please go away. And what happens?
The ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm says, guys, today's been an eye-opening day for a lot of people when it comes to the mysterious details behind the suicide in the Fox Lake Police Department. So many details, so much to be coming out. A sad situation top to bottom. But it got me thinking. Terry, what is your labyrinthian plan in place in the event that you're on the verge of finally being found out for your countless indiscretions? I picture you jumping out of the cargo hold of a DC-9 just after takeoff from a Portland airport into the dark forests of southern Washington state.
I don't think it'd be that elaborate. I don't really have that. I don't believe, as we speak, I don't think I'm under investigation, unless it's for being bad.
Right, and you've always owned up to that.
It's a different investigation.
But this guy, this turd, this guy with the hero's funeral and there were people raising money. There was a local deli that gave a day's worth of receipts to the family. I mean,
cops from all across
that kind of stuff.
Not only Illinois, but across the country, as I recall.
They are so lucky that they didn't happen to have just somebody they didn't know who might have looked out of place, who happened to be at a traffic stop, who just happened to match a description, and the next thing you know that person's in jail or fights back and gets shot. I mean, there's the amount of unnecessary taxpayer expense, the amount of unnecessary danger in which people were placed. Come on. I want to know when this started and how high it went.
Yeah, well, I think we'll get the answers now that all eyes are turned there.
Weeks and weeks
for a long
time. You have, and others have too. Here's the thing: law enforcement people like to talk. I sure learned that.
I don't know any, but Yeah, I've known it, and I'm not exactly sure from which angle this comes from, because there's other things involved in this that make it even a little bit odder. Not the otter, not the playful
not
otter.
The playful not, otter.
That's not the playful otter. Not that. Not that thing. Okay. No. It's just strange. And, I mean, it could get even stranger than you think. I just don't know. I mean, there's something, you know, look, when you are pressuring a coroner, when you're on his ass to release this thing and do it the way we want it and don't do this and don't, you know, I mean, immediately you know what you're trying to do and he knows what you're trying to do. So when it comes to that, yeah, that will all be investigated. And I'm sure there's something going on there without question. But there's a larger picture here, too, that I'm not sure of. I mean, I know under investigation has been, I knew that 2 months ago, that there was a problem there. And I, you know, you hope it's just the problem with his friends in the department. You know what I mean? Hope it's their problem. Nothing more than that. Not if it's bad enough, but I can't be sure of that.
He's Bors, and I am Bernstein, and the second half will have all kinds of new and interesting stuff at 3:30.
Oh, yes.
And Hub Arkush is available to you at 5 today.
And Frank from Oak Park.
We'll see.
You've been warned.
Yeah, Hub's going to be all over you, Frank.
He's going to unfriend you.
So be ready. You got the score.
Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show. Middays 9-1. The Bears are 2-5 on the season and will now try to inch their way back towards .500 as they take on Philip Rivers and the Chargers under the lights for some Monday Night Football action. We're covering Bears Chargers right up to the game, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last 4 games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in 1 week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here. with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the